The award-winning A Black Executive Perspective podcast presents A Mixed Executive Perspective. Hosted by Grace Food and Corey, a biracial executive with a distinct voice on leadership and belonging. A Mixed Executive Perspective.
Hi, I'm Grace Food and Corey, and welcome to A Mixed Executive Perspective. This is a space where we explore how mixed identity is read and often misunderstood in corporate culture and beyond. And these conversations are for mixed people across race, ethnicity, nationality, and culture, and for parents raising mixed children who are navigating these dynamics. So when I took my first VP role, I walked in wearing my natural hair. It's not styled in anyone else's idea of what is professional, just natural. And this was in the early 2000s, before the natural hair movement made that a little easier to do as it is today. I was just introducing myself as I already was. And before that VP role, I had been a design director in New York for big corporate fashion companies, and I wore my hair natural then too. And then it was big and freeform, kind of closer to Basquiat, and sometimes I wore Afro puffs. And I loved the dichotomy of living this life on private jets and getting away with looking so unusual. And I was for sure the only Black person in the room, and making these bold fashion choices, but nobody questioned them. And it was acceptable then because I was a creative. But becoming a VP, I felt came with different assumptions that I hadn't tested yet. And what was an executive like me supposed to look like anyway? So I had gotten a really bad haircut right before moving to LA by a white lady who had no business thinking she knew how to do my hair. So when I got to Los Angeles, I found an edgy, cool stylist who gave me a nice, short, natural style. And I went to Zara and got some suits and went to work. And what I didn't calibrate for was that LA was so much more casual than New York. So what stood out, probably even more than my hair, were the suits, which my boss at the time showed around to everyone else of, why aren't you dressing like this? But I kept wearing them anyway. I just felt like this is who I was. This is how I thought I should look as a vice president. And as an SVP, that meant flying around the country with other VPs to present to key accounts in rooms that were almost entirely white men and me. And my hair and my suit walked into every one of those rooms with me. And so did the fact that my coworkers had already accepted me. And that's what made it easier. Watching them treat me as one of their own made it easier for the client to accept me because they accepted me. And I didn't understand at the time that what I was practicing was agency, deciding who I was going to be before the room got a vote. At other times, my identity had been something other people read onto me, or something I managed to make myself easier to be around. And I suppose that's kind of why I wore the suits. But the hair was different. I'd already made a statement with it once back as a design director, big and freeform and definitely unmistakable. This time I chose something quieter, but that was still agency, not the loudest version of myself, but the version I picked on my own terms before anyone else weighed in. And I wore natural hair on day one without permission. So let me stop for a second. Somewhere right now, you're doing that version of yourself that's easier to be around. Maybe it's not as visible as hair. Maybe it's the tone you soften yourself with in a meeting or an opinion you don't say out loud. The thing about you that you smooth over so no one has to react. And I'm not asking you to defend it. I did it too. That's what the suits were for, I'm asking you to notice agency. It doesn't start with a big dramatic choice. It starts with noticing where a version of you is walking into the room and deciding whether that's who you actually want to be and what you have chosen. I didn't have to earn the right to show up as myself. I just had to do it. No one handed me a movement to lean on or told me it was safe. But I also didn't do it completely alone. Other people's acceptance opened doors, and I couldn't have opened them all myself. And that's a contradiction, but that's how agency works. When you're not the only person in the room, you make the decision, and sometimes you find that you weren't carrying it alone. I've carried that forward since. Look for the blank slate, use it, and don't confuse getting support with needing permission. Those are two different things. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. Before we wrap, don't forget to check out A Black Executive Perspective, hosted by Tony Tidbit and Chris P. Reed. Each week, they tackle leadership, culture, and conversations many people avoid. You can find it right here on A Black Executive Perspective channel. And thank you for joining A Mixed Executive Perspective, a space where we examine how mixed identity is read at work, in culture, and in the stories we're told about ourselves. If this conversation resonated with you, please share your thoughts and comments wherever you're listening to the podcast. In addition, please like, subscribe, and share this episode with someone who needs this conversation. It helps us reach more people. And until next time, remember, you belong.
A Black Executive Perspective.